You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the spirit.
Hello, Peter.
Hello, how are you going there, Johnny?
I'm good.
Saudi Arabia, take us there, Peter. What's going on?
Well, nothing particularly is going on. I've just been talking to some people about it. And, I mean, it is astounding. It's always puzzled me why this is one of the key American allies. But if you think about it from the point of view of its religious policy, I mean, it's absolutely startling. This is the least free country in the world as far as religious policy.
Is that right?
My partner's parents lived over there maybe 15 years ago. They lived there for about five years.
Yeah.
And they have got tales of it being incredibly, incredibly conservative.
Is this, are we talking, you have to believe in one thing? Or, I know you have to wear
They can't force people what people believe. Mm-hmm. But they will arrest any practitioner of any form of Islam other than Wahhabi Islam.
Oh, so the Islam-specific kind of thing.
Oh, yes, that's right. And as for any other religion, even if a group of people gets together in their own home to pray, the secret police will try and track them down and arrest them.
Wow. Do people rat other people out quite a lot? I guess so.
Oh, yes, because, you see, Saudi is very dependent upon Filipinos.
Okay.
Filipinos, well, because everywhere in the world, tend to be this kind of servant class that sends money back to folks back home. And Filipinos are ardent, many of them are ardent Catholics. And so they get caught by this policy fairly frequently. I think it's something like 3%. Of Saudi Arabia is in fact Asian people doing domestic work, and so this is a really serious issue that consistently Filipinos are being arrested and held in detention for their religious views, and it's a shocking story. Most people choose just to go underground with their private religious views. Mm. Even to have a copy of the Christian Bible can be a basis for arrest.
Wow. How does that fare with travellers passing through there?
Well, of course, travellers, they would blink at up to a point. Mm. I'm not sure that the point is very wide, though.
Right.
Because
Don't flaunt your JC shirt around the place.
Yeah, that's right. Because, you see, I mean, a critical part of this is that as the custodian of the sacred places of Islam, Saudis feel they have a huge number of visitors going through. And they've got to very, very carefully both be seen as the protector of the holy place. Mm. And then, secondly, they're quite exposed because, after all, when you think most of the religious radicals of recent years have actually come from Saudi Arabia.
Right.
This is a delicate story because of the ways in which this backs the Saudi repression of other religious traditions.
It's interesting that a place that's so forward with, they've got all these gnarly buildings and they're kind of booming in a way, but they're just so backwards when it comes to religion, in a sense.
Well, it's not just religion, of course, it's social policy, mm. About the role of women in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
Oil wealth is distributed, shall we say, not on a basis of innovation.
Mm.
Of course, maybe this will all change because oil wealth isn't going to be a source of massive security in the future. So perhaps the Saudis will find their position undermined, but then they'll always have this place at the centre of the Islamic world because they have the Kaaba, the great rock, which is the centre of Medina, where the revelations occurred. So it's a troubling matter to me that it is completely the result of the protection of American policy.
Right.
There you go, Peter.
Well, to my mind, these issues of of freedom of religion ought to be a central concern of any Western government. You know, I mean, New Zealand Nationals could very easily, the New Zealand Nationals working as teachers in the Saudi, would wonder what would happen if one of them got arrested.
This is what I'm getting at. Yeah, is that like...
Because undoubtedly they are told they're not allowed to practice their religion whatsoever.
It's a difficult, it's a fine balance, because you don't really want big international powers meddling in the affairs of another state, but then on the one hand, you
sort of... The Americans job. Holding back from...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's crazy that the Americans just turn a blind eye to it when it suits them, but if it didn't, you can imagine that they would use everything in their arsenal, or...
I think
every trick in the book.
I think they've got a lot of business over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's my worry of the day.
Okay. Not worried about what Winston's going to do.
Well, no, don't know, he's out fishing. There's no problem.
Just quickly, Peter, who's the most religious party of all the parties? Are they like? Is there like a full blown Christian party or something like that? It must be.
Well, of course, this was the Conservative Party last time. Did they get any votes this time?
Not for me.
They might have stood a candidate or two.
Right.
Sort of a slightly stripped down party from what it was. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
No, we seem to have rather quiet on the religious front in New Zealand, but never mind. We'll soon have some results from Australia, which should make for interesting talking because of this poll on gay marriage.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So that might be an interesting topic for next week.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds like a date, mate.
Excellent.
We'll catch you next week.
Excellent. See you. Bye-bye.
See you later, Peter.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.